Louvre's facade profile global production. How Louvre's facade profile is made. Global demand for Louvre's facade profile. Louvre's facade profile production is done with high quality and managed to capture a large part of the market. In some buildings, one of the designs that has many uses and is chosen as the second shell is the Louvre facade. In some cases, the Louvre facade is used as an awning in buildings. In this case, the amount of sunlight inside is prevented and a spectacular view is created for the viewer. There are different types of Louvres that depending on the use of buildings. One or more different models can be used in buildings. How Louvre's facade profile is made. Louvre facade in the glass facade of buildings are a type of radiation barrier that is used intermittently in the facade of buildings and restrict the view from the outside of the building to the inside and reduce the intensity of sunlight, and for architects they make it possible to design the facade of the building more beautifully, which today are installed in different dimensions and in horizontal and vertical positions in the facades of buildings. Nowadays, different types of louvres are used in the glass facade of buildings. These louvres are divided into two types according to their material, iron and aluminium, and their aluminium type, which weighs less, is executed on the skylight, and their wooden type is the roofs of the pavilions are used. In terms of placing the louvres to be installed directly in the facade of the buildings or on the windows, which restrict the view and cause shading on the building. When the Louvre facade is used in the building, the sun's rays will not pass through the glass and will not increase the temperature inside. The Louvre facade has the ability to be compatible with any type of climatic conditions and changes the facade of the building at different times of the day. Using the features of the Louvre facade, designers and architects will have more capabilities in terms of diversity in the design and construction of glass facades of buildings. Consumer models of the Louvre facade are produced in two forms, fixed and movable models, each of which has its own unique feature. The fixed Louvre model is one of the most widely used examples of the Louvre, which is more consumed than other Louvres due to its simplicity and economy, and due to its easy installation on various glass and composite facades. This model of Louvre helps the customer in controlling the facade with the help of remote control or switch, and due to the connections, it is possible to coordinate with updated technologies and during the day to change the lighting of the building. This type can be used moving louvres. Aluminium louvre lighting systems, which are widely used in residential buildings, stadiums, office buildings, and schools, will beautify these buildings and create a comfortable atmosphere with balanced light and appropriate temperature in them. And these louvres reduce the effect of direct sunlight by up to 80% in buildings. Louvre's facade profile, wholesale, it always has a hot and thriving market. Louvre's facade profile types, it varies according to its material and quality. Global demand for Louvre's facade profile. Iran has been able to global demand for Louvre's facade profile and contribute to the advancement of technology. Aluminium Louvre has been an important part of architecture since time immemorial. People used Louvre systems to build their homes, mostly to protect themselves from the sun. Aluminium Louvres are shutters that have horizontal cuts and can be placed in different shades to create shade from the sun. Currently, aluminium louvres are mainly used for decorative purposes and to create a sense of architectural aesthetics. Louvres, which are often designed and built, use wood instead of aluminium. Modern Louvre systems are made of metals such as stainless steel, titanium, and aluminium. Sometimes the Louvre is also made of glass or copper. It is noteworthy that aluminium Louvre systems are used in front doors, cupboards, and ceilings. Using an aluminium Louvre indoors is often used to create shade, ventilation, or simply a more interesting decoration design. Shadows can be used to control the sun's rays on the building or to control the temperature. Many architects also choose aluminium Louvres to decorate their designs.